Hello, Robert Morris from the University. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Chicovi.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. I guess we're going for a lighter show because we're in a very mood-lit studio, and Ryan had a silky smooth jazz voice going on. So let's hit you with some pit stop facts. Everybody, it's election day. Go out there, get your vote on, and if you can't, do your best to get out there and get your vote on. Apparently, it's the most important election of our time. But that was last election and the election before that, so we're going to see if it turns out to actually be the most important election of our time. And in Pittsburgh, there's a high voter turnout, congressional district confusion, and illegal freebies. No clue what that means? Look up Pittsburgh on Google and look at the first couple news tabs. Other than that, we have more updates on the synagogue shooter, which we won't get into. That's find that out on RMU Live. And let's talk about our sponsor this week, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Ryan.
Yep.
It's a classic game. Play it on the playground or in your house or in the car. It passes time real easy. And it's otherwise known as Rochambeau for all you very cultural appropriate people. So, Ryan, I think we should play some Rock, Paper, Scissors to begin the show.
Yeah, you want to play some Rock, Paper, Scissors right now?
Shout out to our sponsor, Rock, Paper, Scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, okay. I threw scissors, he threw paper. That means I am clearly going to do the first story. So let's talk about the first story. Thank you again to our sponsor, Rock, Paper, Scissors. Guest chef dinner at the Fairmont Hotel, 510 Market Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on November 10th. It's a couple days away. Get yourself there, because who doesn't love a guest chef and dinner? And you can reward yourself for voting. I just say a bunch of this because apparently you have a section talking about election day.
This like mention like if you voted today or not.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're gonna talk about FL.2's executive chefs. Julio Perezaza has once again assembled a team of national and local star chefs to participate in his second guest chef dinner series. Each chef will showcase their favorite ingredient of the season in a carefully crafted course. Favorite ingredient of the season, Ryan?
Favorite ingredient of the season?
Yes.
I'm not sure if this is in season, but basil?
Wrong. Pumpkin spice.
How am I wrong?
You're not wrong. I just, you know, pumpkin spice. I'm going to be basic, okay?
All right.
The meal will feature five chefs, including Chef Peraza. After the success and critical acclaim of the first guest chef dinner in July, I recommend that all guests make the reservations early. Just get out there. Get food. Get some pumpkin spice or some basil as a secret ingredient. Or the, what was it because of? Is it just an ingredient? Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a spice. Why are we thinking spices?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's favorite ingredient of the season?
Favorite ingredient? I'm not sure, man.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're wrong because it's pumpkin seeds. No.
You're wrong.
I'm sorry, Ryan. You're just going to be wrong. You lost the game of Rock, Paper, Scissors, so you're going to be wrong for the rest of the show. So again, guest chef dinner November 10th at the Fairmont Hotel, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Get your tickets right now if they're still available. And if they're not, I'm sorry that we're late. I don't run the show.
The event is, like Charles said, it's November 10th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the Fairmont Hotel in Pittsburgh, PA. So
that's for the third time, just so everybody knows, because you know they don't hear it on the first or second. They're definitely hear it on the third, because third time's the charm.
Yep.
Speaking about charm, let's talk about the Veterans Day Parade. I talk about charm because, you know, the parades in Pittsburgh, they're just charming. It is again on November 10th, so before you go to that guest chef dinner, it's at 10:30 to 12 p.m. Downtown Pittsburgh, Liberty Ave and 10th Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15222s. Don't really know why you need a zip code there, but, you know, it's helpful. So, Sunday, November 11th presides Pittsburghers. Wait, why does it say Sunday, November 11th if it happens on November 10th?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just
Maybe it's just November 10th is Veterans Day. November 11th is Veterans Day.
Yeah, just read it.
Okay, anyway. Number 11 provides Pittsburghers with the opportunity to honor the many men and women who have provided military service to our country. There are several Veterans Day activities planned in downtown. Veterans Day Parade kicks off at 10:30 a.m. at Liberty Ave and 10th Street. Staging area for the parade is from 10th Street to the 26th Street on Liberty Avenue. You know how many streets that is?
A lot.
16.
Yep, 16.
Come on,
I can't do my math, apparently.
Quick math. The parade route goes down Liberty Avenue to Commonwealth Place with the reviewing stand located at the apex of Liberty and Penn Avenues. Get yourself out there to the parade. We hold some of the best parades here in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you what. We actually hold the second largest St. Patrick's Day parade. Side note for the future in the world. You know where the first biggest St. Patrick's Day parade is?
What?
Ireland.
Ireland, that's not specific.
Just I don't know where in Ireland, but somewhere in Ireland. I assume Dublin. I don't know exactly. I can get you statistics if you want to continue to talk about this or the next story.
I'll talk about the next story because I'm very good at pronouncing terms like this. Is the Circuito de Lectores.
Very beautiful. Like, you're fluent. I can tell.
I took 3 years of Spanish and I don't remember a thing.
It's okay. I took like 13 years.
It is November 12th from 12 to 1 p.m. at the Carnegie Library Downtown of Business. The address is 612 Smithfield Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. The address or the website is www.carnegielibrary.org/cliplocations/downtownbusiness. And a little bit more about this is Cuando Quiero Lograr No Lograr by Miguel Otero Silva. Join the CLP on the second Monday of each month from 12 to 1 p.m. for Circuito de Lectores at Carnegie Library, Downtown Business. Once a month, they get together to discuss in Spanish a book originally written in Spanish. So basically, if you want to go to this and you don't know Spanish, brush up on your Spanish because you got like, I think it was like four. Yeah, you got 6 days to brush up on your Spanish.
So pretty much get yourself some Duolingo, practice day and night. No sleep until this event.
Yes, so brush up on your Spanish. Go to this event. They welcome readers who have a love of Spanish language and culture, native speakers, and advanced level Spanish speakers. On November 12th, they will discuss Cuando Quiero Lograr No Lograr by Miguel Otero Silva.
Beautiful once again.
Hey, I'm good at pronouncing names. A historic novel considered to be one of the most significant in Venezuelan literature. Stop by Downtown in Business for a copy of this month's book.
All right. Well, then, I like reading, and I can't read, though, so I can't buy the book. I'm a little bit illiterate. However, if you are literate and you'd like to read and you want to learn all about this wonderful gentleman, go down. Get yourself a good time.
Charles,
and some literature.
Yeah, Charles, how much do you know your Spanish?
None. I can go. So this is how my eye is. I can't speak it really anymore, but if I hear it, I can like interpret it.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I've read many books in Spanish, like due to school, and I was able to read them and interpret, but I cannot speak. Like, off the top of my head, I can't tell you, like, what would a computer be called in Spanish?
Computadora.
It's computadora. It would be a terrible example. Let's talk about Academic Media Center. I can't translate that into Spanish, but if they tell me it tells me it in Spanish, I can translate it back.
The first word is academia, I believe.
Sure. You took Spanish. Yep. Going back to the St. Patrick's Day parade thing, we're not even in the top 10 in the world or in the U.S. That was either like 1 year or that's just something we say to ourselves to make us feel good. However, still the best St. Patrick's Day parade you'll ever go to.
Yeah, yeah.
Irish line in the streets day and night. So talk about day and night, I don't know. Teo Aluca, call Mr. Robeson. Wow, I was making fun of, that was awful on my part, I'm sorry.
Teo Aluca, call Mr. Robeson.
There we go. November 12th through November 12th, don't know why they put those things. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., City of Asylum, 40 West North Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222s. Have not heard City of Asylum before, heard about this roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, never mind. This roller coaster journey through Robinson's remarkable and eventful life highlights how his pioneering of heroic but large. Move your cursor, Ryan.
Oh, sorry,
you messed me up. So if you don't know, we read out of a Google Doc, and Ryan's cursor was all up in my business. anyway, so how is pioneering and heroic but largely forgotten political activism led to many. Led many to describe him as the forerunner of the civil rights movement. It features much fiery oratory in some of his famous songs, including a dramatic rendition of Old Man River. I'm done. I can't. I don't know what's wrong with. I can't read today.
Don't worry. I'm good at reading stuff.
I'm glad. See, this is what I'm talking about, being illiterate. I can't. It's coming out.
This is how we compliment each other. Like, you struggle, I fill you in.
That's how we compliment. I don't think that's a compliment. That's like one person picking up the slack of the other.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, yep. That's great. Cool. Way to not make it an awkward pause and continue on.
Yeah. Sorry for the awkwardness, but got Make Night Magic 21 Plus.
Whoa. If you're gonna say it, it's gonna be Make Night, because Make is all capital.
Yep. Make Night.
There we go.
Magic 21 Plus. That is November 15th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 10 Children's Way, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. And we got, this is a big one. It's at pittsburghkids.org/events/4290/2018/11/15.
Yep. Wow. You got through that. I'm impressed.
Yep. It's
doing better than me.
We got the Do Plus Make. Create your own magic wand for all your mystical needs.
Stop right there. Hold on. I get to create a magic wand?
Apparently.
Bruh. Okay. You a Harry Potter fan?
I like Harry Potter.
Okay. So, do you know wand terminology or no? If you don't, it's fine. I really struggle with it as well.
No, I don't know the terminology.
Okay. All right, that's fine. You read this story, and then we're going to do a quiz. Go ahead.
Oh, a quiz. I can't wait.
Yeah, do the story.
Take a photo of your magic in action. Slow down time with light painting. Light painting.
I like slowing down time.
Yep.
Time, not dang it.
Want to look into your future? Ask our crystal ball. It only tells the truth, we swear. Try the art of bookbinding by making your own spell book. What secrets will yours hold? Well, now I'm getting a little bit more inclined to go to this event because I like spells and magic.
Like spells and magic, that's all you need.
Yep. Explore the art of calligraphy. There are no spell-checking quills here, friend.
Heck yeah.
Make a wax seal for your secret letters. Try your hand at paper marbling. I'm not sure what paper marbling is.
Paper marbling or marveling?
Marbling. M-A-R-B-L-I-N-G. Marbling.
I'm not sure. That sounds cool, though. I mean, why not?
Yep. Smoke and mirrors? Nah, just paper and water.
All right.
You can eat and drink. Enjoy a glass of fermented grape potion provided by Barefoot Wines. We see smiley cookies in your future. Decorate a smiley cookie provided by Eaton Park. If in case you don't know what Eaton Park is, which I imagine everybody who is listening, who should be listening.
Ryan, just tell them what Eaton Park is. You already, talked about it, so go for it.
Yep. Eaton Park's a restaurant here in Pittsburgh. And
surrounding areas.
Yep, and surrounding areas. It's a good dining place. I've been there before. So, moving on. You can get Cop-Out Pierogies, Cop-Out Pierogies brings light fare that will leave your taste buds spellbound. And sample form our Cauldron of Witches brew provided by Ustikia Naka Vaca. Do you dare?
I do dare. Ustikia Seko Vaca, or whatever vodka it was. I didn't actually read it.
Yep. We solemnly swear we are up to no good with this Make Night. Check back more for more details.
Well, I don't think you can not go to this event, honestly. It's clearly Harry Potter, but not Harry Potter because, they have copyrights and stuff.
Yeah. You don't want to get caught with a copyright
exactly.
claim.
But you can make your own wand. You can water marble, whatever that is. I'm really interested to see what water marbling is. There's just so many things to do there. But you know what's even better? Than going there, or what you should do right now while you're on your computers, everybody.
What is that?
You should go to Harry Potter. Well, not sorry. You should go to my.pottermore.com, and you should figure out what house you're in. So Ryan, we're gonna figure out what house you're in right now. Okay.
Right.
So, do you prefer dawn or dusk?
Dusk.
Okay, we got a dusk man right here. Which would you rather be? Envied, imitated, trusted, praised. Liked or feared?
Oh, I'd rather be feared, man.
Feared. All right. Four goblets are placed before you. Which would you choose to drink? The foaming, frothy, silvery liquid that sparkles as though containing round diamonds. The thick, smooth, richly purple drink that gives off a delicious smell of chocolate and plums. The golden liquid so bright that it hurts the eyes and which makes sunspots dance all around the room. Or the mysterious black liquid that gleams like ink and gives off fumes that make you see strange visions.
I'll go for the gold.
The gold? You're a gold man. Why are you going with gold?
Because I like gold and brightness.
All right. Which of the following would you most hate people to call you? Ordinary, ignorant, cowardly, or selfish?
Cowardly. I'm not a coward.
Yeah, you're right. You're a boss, bro.
Yep.
You and two friends need to cross a bridge guarded by a river troll who insists on fighting you, one of you, before he will let any of you pass. Do you attempt to confuse the troll into letting all three of you pass without fighting? Suggest drawing lots to decide which of you will fight. Suggest all three of you should fight without telling the troll, or volunteer to fight.
I'll distract the troll to try to get around him.
All right, so you're going to attempt to confuse him. Which of the following would you most likely study? Centaurs, goblins, merpeople, ghosts, vampires, werewolves, trolls.
I'll study the centaurs.
Centaurs, good man. If you're attending Hogwarts, which would you most likely take as a pet? A cat, a cat, a cat, a cat. A cat.
Apparently, I have no choice but to take a cat.
Well, there's a bunch of different kind of cats. A tawny owl, a screech owl, a brown owl, a snowy owl, a barn owl, a common toad, a natterjack toad, a dragon, a harlequin toad, the toad three-eyed, tabby cat.
I'll take a dragon cat.
Dragon cat? I don't think the dragon cat was an option. How about the dragon toad? Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, dragon toad.
You a dragon kind of guy?
Yeah, I'll take a dragon.
All right, we're going with the dragon toad. Black or white?
Black.
All right, sir. We have your final results. Take a guess of what you are. Do you know the houses in Harry Potter?
Not many.
Okay. Well, you're a Gryffindor, sir, so you have the most merch of all of the Harry Potter Wizarding Worlds. So you can go down. I know, right? It's the coolest. So you should go down to Make Night Magic 21 plus. I guess you're not 21 plus, though. However, you should fly your colors with pride as you are a Gryffindor, the most wanted house in all of Harry Potter. How do you feel?
Oh, that sounds pretty dope.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're happy now. So let's talk about the next story, which is Comcast Light Up Night.
Yeah, we already talked about this, but I figured bring it up again because it's a pretty notable event for this time of year.
I don't remember us talking about Light Up Night yet.
I thought we did that last week.
Probably last year.
Yeah, I remember doing it last year.
Okay, anyways, it's downtown Pittsburgh, as everyone should know, but if you don't, it's downtown Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s, of course, because it's downtown, so what other zip code would it have? The Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership invites you to celebrate the official kickoff to the holiday season with free, high-quality entertainment, activities, music, magic, and memories all across the Golden Triangle. Official tree lighting and ceremonies. Now, I've been Light Up Night almost every year, except for the past 2 years, so I guess not really almost every year, am I right? Yeah. But anyway, so the exciting things that are going to be going on is 11:30 a.m. There's the Allegheny Courthouse. Oh, these are official tree lightings and ceremonies. Okay, so this is where they will be happening. Okay.
Yeah.
So 11:30 a.m. is the Allegheny Courthouse. 12 p.m. the U.S. Steel Nativity Creche. 5 p.m. is the city's County Building. 5:30 is the tree at PPG Plaza. 5:45 is the tree at 1 Oxford Street with a Santa visit, because you can't miss Santa. And at 7 p.m., the lighting of the Highmark Christmas tree is the final event of the evening for the tree lightings and ceremonies. However, stick around until 9 o'clock, most likely, and you can see yourself some great fireworks, because who doesn't love to see fireworks in Pittsburgh?
Oh, absolutely. I brought this event up last year and I didn't even go to it, and it's being brought up now, so I definitely want to go to Light Up Night this year.
Yeah. Okay, so like, let's just backtrack with all of this. We bring up all of these events, Ryan. Do we go to all of these events? No. Do we go to one of these events? Most of the time, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta get out more.
Yeah, I know. I'm pale. I can't get out. The sun hurts me. So I guess Light Up Night would be perfect for me because it's fake sun. And I would be able to be in dark because it's night. See?
Yep.
Light up night. Get it? Psh, easy.
Yep.
But speaking of light up night, let's continue up the light up night sleepover in case you want to sleep in downtown. I'm kidding. Don't do that. We're going to sleep at the Carnegie Science Center at 1 Allegheny Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. Start your holiday season with a bang of a sciencey twist on this special night in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh. I said in a Pittsburgh. Because there's multiple Pittsburghs, of course.
Yeah.
It's festive, fiery, and full of fun. Plus, all sleepovers include a film in the Rango's Giant Cinema, Planetarium, or Laser Show. Live theater show, late night snack, official sleepover patch, continental breakfast, and free admission the next day. Hey.
Shout out to Charles for the echo. Echo. Echo.
That was a lot.
Echo.
That you're going to get for that one price. They are doing a lot of these sleepovers, and boy, oh boy, I think it's worth sleeping at the Science Center. Who needs a house, right? Don't go rent yourself something or buy one. Go and just live at the Science Center.
Yeah.
Way cheaper rent, let me tell you.
Yeah. So, Charles, are you legitimately planning to go to Atlanta night this year?
Okay, so, I'm going to be honest. No.
Are you going home?
When?
Like, that day when Atlanta night's happening.
No. I don't go home often, Ryan. I haven't been home since, like, weeks ago, months ago, years ago. No, I'm not kidding, not years ago. I haven't been home since I came back from summer break.
Oh, God, you're making me tired, man.
I'm sorry. No, it is 4 o'clock, you know. It's about that nap time.
Yeah.
Besides, we were just talking about the light-up night sleepover.
Yep. Yep, just so you know, us yawning was not intentional to be on the air, so.
No, it was intentional. Everybody, let's have just nap time with Ryan and Charles. We're going to do some ASMR. Just going to scratch the mic ever so slightly.
I'm awake.
Washes over you. Listen to Pittsburgh's News with Ryan Charles every week.
Yep.
You can't get away.
Yep. You can't get away.
Never leave.
Why are we whispering?
It's ASMR, Ryan. You gotta get slower. Softer. You just slapped the microphone. There was no reason for that.
No, I hit the table. I hit the table. My headphones almost fell off my head.
Sir, you flailed awake like you were startled by a nightmare of some sort. You were not. You didn't even have your eyes closed for more than 3 seconds. Get your life together.
Yeah, I do.
Talk about the treasures in the archives.
Yes, this last event that we have here, Treasures in the Archives, is November 17th, 10:30 to 12 p.m. At the Heinz History Center, 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. We already told you the website, so you got to catch it covered there. Members of the Dietrich Library and Archives team will share their own personal insights and professional reflections on their work with these materials. The Heinz History Center's Dietrich Library and Archives celebrates countless local voices from the past, often chronicled on paper, in photographs, and on film. These voices are preserved as vibrant and thought-provoking portals into aspects of our region's rich history.
Yes.
Yeah. Attendees will also be treated to a close encounter with original records and photographs that provide captivating glimpses into the lives and experiences of Western Pennsylvanians. Admission to this program is free and open to all, and you have to register online.
But you know what else gives a captivating glimpse into the lives and experience of Western Pennsylvanians?
What?
Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles.
Absolutely.
But okay. I mean, this seems like a pretty okay event. I'm not going to lie. I'm more interested in the photographs and film because, again, I can't read. And, history's always a fun time. I was obsessed with history for like... Okay, so riddle me this, Ryan. Speaking of history, when was World War II? Just give me like a... you don't have to know the exact. Some just like... Era-wise.
It was in the 40s.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. I was talking to someone yesterday, and they said it was in the 70s.
The what?
The 70s. Like the 1970s.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like what was in the 70s?
World War II.
That was World War I. That's in the 40s.
Right. No.
I don't know my history. I'm sorry.
Right. You were right the first time. World War II was in the 40s. I believe it ended in 44 or something to that extent. And World War One was in like the 10s and the 20s.
Yeah, I think it started like mid 1910s and ended sometime in the early 20s.
Yes. No, there was not a World War in the 70s, sir. There was a Civil War in the 70s?
The Civil War was sometime in the 70s or 80s.
The Civil War was in the 70s or the 80s. What? I'm speechless. I can't right now.
Wow. I am off by a century plus.
The Civil War was in the 1800s.
1860s to be precise.
Jesus.
I don't know my history. I'm sorry.
Ryan, have you ever taken a U.S. history class in your life?
Yes, but the last one I took was my freshman year.
Yeah, that's 3 years ago, boy. You didn't realize that in the 70s they still weren't using muskets? How do you go from World War II with planes, tanks, and machine guns to the 1970s with muskets?
I don't know. And you are sloshing to the floor.
Yeah, I know. Also, side note, how do you go from black and white photography to Keller videography in World War II? Why would we retract time with cameras?
I don't know, man.
I think this clearly just makes it worse. That other person was at least not off by a century and thinking the Civil War was in the 70s.
Yes, and just dramatically
went
to slush in his chair until he was almost to the floor.
I guess the school systems are just failing. Like that.
All right, man. I don't remember history.
Yep, it's fine. It's fine. There's so many more questions about. So let's just talk about the best dishes and drinks in Pittsburgh right now from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The Autumn's Rose at Acacia on the south side is also a fantastic cocktail, looks like. It is garnished with a lime. And what is in it, you may ask, Ryan? It's like Thanksgiving in a glass. However, it's Calvados brandy, cranberry, lemon, and lime juices, and barrel bourbon. It's coated with a cinnamon Granny Smith apple slice. That's pretty nice. Mm. Let me get the Vale Alberini at Michael's Alberini's. You should probably be reading this because it's Italian. Restaurant and wine shop in Youngstown, Ohio. That is not the best dishes in Pittsburgh right now. That's in Ohio. I'm not even reading the rest of that. and that's it. That is. Oh, no. Okay. We got some Wahlburgers in there. And we got the Bike Shop Cafe. We got the Bean Through Pie for Breakfast. The Warren Lagar. Okay, this article I thought was going to be way better than it is.
Yeah, shout out to Mark Wahlberg for creating Wahlburgers. And his, I think it was two brothers?
Yes.
Yeah.
However, well, no, it was one. I think the one brother created Wahlburgers, and then Mark Wahlberg was just like the celebrity face for it.
Okay.
I don't know, though. Who am I to say, though? Apparently, the Civil War was in the 70s, so.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know my history.
Anyway, Ryan, how was your Halloween? How'd it go? It was last week, right? Like, we haven't had a show since.
Are you okay?
There's, like, a hair stuck in my throat. I think it's, like, a beard hair. Anyway, so how was Halloween for you, bud?
Sorry. I didn't really do much for Halloween, so.
No? Did you do anything at all?
No, because I got hammered with schoolwork.
Hammered with schoolwork. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, those papers really keep you up late, I understand.
Yeah.
but you didn't go trick-or-treating or anything?
No, because I had schoolwork to do.
So what? Who cares about schoolwork? It was Halloween. I don't care that it was a, what was it, a Wednesday, Tuesday?
Tuesday. It's my grade will care.
Your grade doesn't. Wait, no, it was a Wednesday. We would have had the show on Halloween if it was a Tuesday.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know your history. You don't know your last weeks.
I got to brush up on stuff.
What, like days of the week?
More
the
like
Civil
years.
Civil War? Tell me, Ryan, what was the Vietnam War?
The 70s and 80s.
Yeah, that's closer, at least. I think it was like in the 60s. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I'll accept your answer for now.
All right.
I want to know what you know, though. All right. So you didn't do anything for Halloween. That's fine. Whatever. Did you dress up at least while you were doing your homework?
No. Why would I?
I don't know. Maybe you would. Okay. Maybe you dress up like a deadbeat college student, like we all are. Now, I've been making fun of you for a while here about not knowing your history, Ryan. What do you know that you can quiz me on real quick? Like asking me a question. I want to make it even. I want to make it fair.
All right, well, we got to make this quick because we're
almost out of time. That's fine. We have a minute. Come on.
What day was I born?
Okay, that's just not what. You were born on a Wednesday, 1997.
Nope. You got it wrong.
1998?
Yes.
Gosh, you're a child. And let's think. It was in August.
Earlier.
September? I don't know what early. I don't know my month. What was your born birthday?
When February.
February 19th, though?
Yeah, February 1998.
1998. Okay, awesome. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And thank you to our sponsors again, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot, or if you're cultural appropriate, Robichambeau. And we hope to see you next week. Hopefully my inability to read and think is gone. Hopefully Ryan has brushed up on his history. And we'll have more great events happening here in Pittsburgh. So until next time, I'm Charles Stockhausen.
I'm Ryan Jacoby. We'll talk to you next week.
Toodaloo.